Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us. I know that God's been sharing with you some things in your abiding time, and I know that you're just so, you know, full of it. You know, tell us, man. Tell us.
In a good way.
Well, I mean, God, I'm just so hungry. And, you know, God's been speaking to me of just how Jesus has responded to hunger. And it's just like, as you see those encounters and you see those differences in the people that were just trying to figure out God, like you were saying earlier, and those that were just hungry for Jesus, it's like, that's when those just powerful things happened. And I was reading this morning in Matthew 19, and it says that large crowds follow Jesus. And I look at that, and it's just like, imagine the people that are running, and imagine the people that, you know, you think about, it's like, if you look at like a concert, or you look at somebody that's trying to get to the front row, and they're trying to just make themselves through the crowd, or they want to get that close seat, or they want to touch Jesus, or the lady that touched the robe of Jesus that was hungry, if I could just get to him. And I think about that, and just the very picture of a crowd, but it says large crowds followed him. And he healed them there. And it's just like, I look at how there's so much in that one sentence that the word doesn't exactly say, but it just says Jesus healed the crowds. And to think about the hearts of a crowd, and it's just like the people that are just hungry to know Jesus. But the amazing thing is, though, as you continue reading in that scripture and you look at the absolute opposite of an encounter in that same situation, that as Jesus is healing crowds, not just individuals, but he's healing the whole crowd. In verse 3, it says, some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, is it lawful for a man to, you know, and it's basically, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason? But what just so jumped out at me, it was just like, amidst the healings, amidst the miracles, amidst eyes being opened and the lame walking and the dead rising and Jesus laying hands on people and daughter, son, your faith has made you well, your faith has healed you, is that we can so quickly, it's just like someone can come up and just say, Jesus, this is what the word says, and it's just like completely miss it. And it's just like, there's a healing in your life, or there's go after God, and it's just got to be in our hearts and the hunger. And it's so often I've heard before, it's just like God responds to hunger.
Yes, he does.
He so responds to hunger. And it's just like, in me, it's made me just cry out to say, God, show me how hungry I am. Reveal to me the hunger that's in me. And it just makes me think about that message in Matthew where Jesus is on the Mount of Olives and he's saying that blessed are the poor in spirit for theirs is the kingdom. And it's just like, Lord, I want to just know how deeply hungry I am. How hungry, God, I want to know just how awesome you are. And it's just take away all those things that I think I need. And it's just like, just that daily word that comes from your mouth, God. And what is so exciting to me, and it's just like you share the word, and sometimes you don't see that immediate response, but you know that God, that people are eventually gonna respond in hunger, because those testings are gonna happen in others' lives, and you're gonna realize all of a sudden they're gonna be hungry. And it is so exciting to think about, like we were talking earlier, of those waves, of those suddenlies, of those people that are gonna just come in crowds, and they're gonna come to Jesus. And that's the thing. It's just like having that fresh word, having that fresh manna. And it just gets me so wrapped up in just thinking about people are going to respond to our hunger for Jesus. And they're going to say, man, like I can just see that fire. Just right. You just want to talk about Jesus. And I just get wrapped up and just expectant of just like, we have that perspective. We have that just like, he's so awesome.
Yeah.
To know that day is coming, that there's going to be crowds that are going to want to know him.
Yeah.
There's going to be crowds that are going to say, what must I do?
Yeah.
What do I have to do to know him? What do I have to do? And it's just, it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Spiritual hunger is so much different than physical hunger. You know, physical hunger, the you know, you don't have anything to eat, so you become hungry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about with spiritual hunger is that the more you eat, the more you...
The hungrier you get.
Yeah, the hungrier you get. The hungrier you get. Hunger produces more hunger.
Yeah.
Spiritual hunger. And that's where God moves, man. Yeah. I love what you're saying and what God's sharing with you, because that's the place for us to be. Listen, need doesn't move God.
Yeah.
All the, you know, belly aching, crying, you know. All the, listen, hunger. Yeah. Get hungry for God and watch him show up and just pour out in your life.
And that's what's really exciting, because I was thinking back recently on my abiding time, and God even said to me, it's just like, as children in Africa, as children who are in poverty respond to bread and water, people are going to respond to my word. They're going to respond to my name, because a lot of times it's like you have that religious encounter, but then you have that hunger encounter that just says, I just want to know him. Mm. Son of David, have mercy on me, God. I need you. I don't need another house. I don't need another job. I don't need, you know, fill in the blank. I just want Jesus, because he created us. That longing in our heart, it's only going to have that fulfillment when we know who Jesus is.
And isn't Jesus enough?
Oh, God.
I mean, isn't he not enough? Why do we need anything else? Why do we need the 60-inch? Why do we need the car? Why do we need the house? Mm. Is Jesus enough? That's one of the blessings of lack, by the way. When you lack so-called material things, you really see what your life is really made of. You really realize that if that new Alpha is going to make you happy, you're going to realize if that new car is what's keeping you joy. Mm-hmm. You're going to realize if it's that house or that relationship. Let me tell you something, nothing, right? Understand that nothing can make you so satisfied and so joyful than Jesus.
Amen.
You know, that's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need. I think about Proverbs 27:7 that says, he who is full loathes honey. Loathes, that word means disgusted. He who is full loathes, disgusted with honey, something that's pleasurable. But to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Listen, you may be going through bitter situations in your life. You may be going through all these different things. You can go through them when you're so hungry for God that you say, listen, it doesn't matter what happened to me. It doesn't matter that I lost this. It doesn't matter that I lost that. I'm just hungry for God. I'm happy to be in this place where, you know what? You know, you can't say that Jesus is all, you know, all you have until he's all you got. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is that moment in your life. And Steve, I'm excited because, you know, once we get stirred up in this hunger, I can hear it, man. And just what's going on in your life, it stirs others' hearts to hunger and to thirst for him. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about this. But my goodness, are you hungry? Are you still hungry for the things of God?
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars,
we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.